Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Your Word is Your Wand, penned by Florence Scovel Shinn, delves into the profound realm of metaphysics and the power of spoken words. First published in the early 20th century, this book remains a cornerstone in the field of positive thinking and law of attraction. Shinn, an artist and metaphysical writer, explores the connection between the words we speak and the experiences we attract into our lives. Through a compilation of affirmations, real-life stories, and practical advice, she aims to empower readers to transform their lives by consciously controlling their thoughts and words. The central premise is simple, yet profound. Your words are not simply a means of communication, but a powerful tool that can shape your reality. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the power of positive speaking. One of the key concepts Florence Scovel Shinn introduces in Your Word is Your Wand is the idea that positive speaking can manifest positive outcomes in one's life. Shinn dives deep into the understanding that our spoken words act as affirmations that can either build or destroy. She argues that by consciously choosing words that uplift, encourage, and affirm the good we wish to see, we effectively set the stage for our desires to manifest. This concept is not merely about naive optimism, but rooted in a metaphysical understanding that words carry a vibrational frequency that can attract like energies. Shinn offers practical advice on how to cultivate a habit of positive speaking, including being mindful of our word choices and the emotional weight they carry. Through anecdotes and personal testimonials, Shinn illustrates how individuals have been able to overcome challenges and attract success by shifting their speech patterns. This seminal topic not only sets the foundation for the rest of her teachings, but also echoes throughout the self-help and positive psychology movements today. Secondly, affirmations and their power. Affirmations, positive, powerful statements intended to affect conscious and subconscious thoughts and actions, are central to Shinn's teachings in Your Word is Your Wand. She emphasizes that affirmations are not mere collections of words, but potent tools of creation that can shape one's reality when used correctly. The book provides readers with an array of affirmations designed to address various life situations, such as financial hardship, health issues, interpersonal relationships, and self-esteem struggles. Shinn's rationale is that by regularly practicing affirmations, one embeds these positive declarations into their subconscious, effectively reprogramming their thought patterns and emotional responses to align with their desires. She explains the importance of faith and belief in the process, stating that affirmations work best when the speaker holds a genuine belief in their truth and power. Through detailed guidance, Shinn teaches readers how to craft their own affirmations, tailor them to their personal needs, and integrate them into their daily routines for maximum benefit. Her approach contextualizes affirmations within a broader spiritual and metaphysical framework, presenting them not just as psychological tools, but as spiritual practices that connect individuals with the divine power within them. Thirdly, overcoming fear with faith. Florence Scovel Shinn asserts the significance of replacing fear with faith throughout Your Word is Your Wand. Fear, according to Shinn, is one of the greatest obstacles to achieving one's desires and living a fulfilled life. She describes fear as a destructive force that can paralyze action, cloud judgment, and attract the very outcomes one wishes to avoid. Conversely, she champions faith, not only as a religious concept, but as a universal principle of trust in the goodness of the universe and the power of one's words to shape reality. Shinn offers readers practical strategies for cultivating faith, such as affirmations aimed at strengthening trust in the positive forces at work in one's life, and visualization techniques that involve seeing oneself achieving desired outcomes. She also discusses the importance of gratitude in building faith, suggesting that acknowledging and appreciating the good already present in one's life can create a foundation for future blessings. Through various examples and anecdotes, Shinn demonstrates how individuals have overcome significant obstacles by shifting from a mindset of fear to one of faith, thus highlighting the transformative potential of this shift. Fourthly, the role of intuition in decision-making. Shinn accents the vital role of intuition in our decision-making processes, labeling it as a direct channel to divine guidance. In Your Word is Your Wand, intuition is portrayed not as mere gut feeling, but as a profound and reliable source of direction that, when heeded, leads individuals toward their highest good. Shin argues that intuition transcends logical reasoning, offering insights and solutions that the rational mind may overlook. She encourages readers to cultivate a deep connection with their intuitive senses through practices such as meditation, mindful silence, and the affirmation of one's innate ability to receive divine guidance. By aligning oneself with this inner knowing, Shin proposes that individuals can make choices that better serve their true purposes and desires. She provides examples of how intuitive decisions have led to positive, sometimes unexpected outcomes, underscoring the idea that the universe communicates with us in various ways, if only we're open to listening. This topic reiterates the book's overarching theme of the metaphysical interplay between our internal states and external realities. Lastly, manifesting desires into reality. The culmination of Shin's teachings in Your Word is Your Wand is the process of manifesting desires into reality. This concept is woven throughout the book, with Shin presenting a holistic approach that combines positive speaking, affirmations, faith, intuition, and action. She elucidates that manifesting is not about passive wishing, but involves an active engagement with one's desires, employing the power of words, thoughts, and emotions in a focused and purposeful way. Shin asserts that clear visualization of one's desires, coupled with unwavering faith and the expression of gratitude for their inevitable manifestation, forms the cornerstone of this process. Additionally, she emphasizes the necessity of taking inspired action that aligns with one's goals, indicating that while the universe supports our desires, it is through our own efforts that we bring them to fruition. Through practical steps and motivational stories, Shin guides readers through the journey of turning their dreams into reality, ensuring they understand the interconnectedness of their inner thoughts and words with their outer experiences. In conclusion, Your Word is Your Wand by Florence Scovel. Shin is a must-read for anyone interested in metaphysics, the law of attraction, or self-improvement. Its teachings are particularly beneficial for those seeking to harness the power of their words to create positive changes in their lives. Shin's writing offers a timeless wisdom that is as relevant today as it was in the early 20th century, providing readers with practical tools and insights to overcome challenges, achieve their desires, and live more fulfilling lives. Whether you are new to the concepts of positive thinking and manifestation, or have long been a student of metaphysical laws, Shin's clear and concise methods will offer new perspectives on how to align your words with your wishes effectively. By emphasizing the transformative power of spoken words and thoughts, Your Word is Your Wand serves as a powerful reminder of our innate ability to shape our destiny, making it an essential addition to any personal development library. If you would like to support Florence Scovel Shin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.